The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. NICE widens its Zolgensma appraisal due to European marketing authorization. England's National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, or NICE, is expanding its appraisal of Zolgensma, a gene therapy for spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, according to a press release from SMA UK. NICE had previously planned to conduct evaluations of clinical trial and cost-effectiveness data with the end goal of determining whether the treatment should be covered by the National Health Service, or NHS, the UK's public health system. Now, the committee has expanded its planned Zolgensma appraisal to be more in line with the therapy's recent European marketing authorization. SMA is a genetic disorder caused by mutations in the gene SMN1. Zolgensma, formerly known as AVXS-101, which was developed by Novartis and its subsidiary AveXis, now Novartis Gene Therapies, works by delivering a non-mutated copy of the SMN1 gene to motor nerve cells. Zolgensma was granted conditional approval by the European Commission, or EC, earlier this year, which applies to the UK, Iceland, Norway, and Liechtenstein, in addition to the 27 EU countries. The EC approval covered infants and young children who weigh up to about 46 pounds, who have a clinical diagnosis of type 1 SMA, or have up to 3 copies of the SMN2 gene. SMN2 is similar to SMN1 and can partially compensate for the mutated gene. In general, more SMN2 copies lead to less severe SMA. NICE will be holding a committee meeting on October the 8th to evaluate Zolgensma's cost-effectiveness and clinical trial data. Now, its appraisal will include people with 5q SMA and up to 3 copies of the SMN2 gene. 5q SMA refers to SMA in which both copies of SMN1, one inherited from each biological parent, are mutated, which account for about 95% of SMA cases. If evidence allows, consideration may also be given to a subgroup of people who have not yet developed SMA symptoms. According to the SMA UK release, this expansion widens the possibilities and is what patient groups have been advocating. Of note, a recently published consensus statement from a panel of European experts states that the current EU approval, being fairly broad, covers patient groups that have not been specifically studied in clinical trials of the gene therapy. Thus far, the trials have focused on patients treated early in infancy. The consensus statement is expected to be a factor in NICE's deliberations concerning Zolgensma. The NICE meeting will be attended by SMA UK and other patient and clinical representatives. A final decision from NICE is expected on March 25th, 2021.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. I've known about the Jayco robotic arm for almost 3 years now. It never appealed to me because I like doing things myself. Plus, I had a service dog. When I lost Roy, I debated getting another service dog or a Jayco arm. After a lot of contemplation, I decided to seek both because I think they'll complement each other. As with everything, though, it's a process. First, I was told my insurance might cover a Jayco. Then I was told they wouldn't. Now they might, I guess, so I was able to set up a demo. My post last Friday talked about how stressful it's been getting everything organized. I have to say it was so worth the hassle. Keep your eyes out for an upcoming vlog on the trial. After getting the arm attached to the trial chair, I transferred into it. Of course, it's impossible to get 100% comfortable in a chair that's not your own. It worked enough, though, even if my foot fell asleep. The Canova rep walked me through all of the functions of the arm, and my mind instantly thought of 110 ways to use the thing. Thing from the Addams Family is exactly what it reminded me of. Not being a gamer, I struggled slightly remembering what all the functions did, but I was assured I'd get the hang of it. I'm more concerned about getting used to front-wheel drive on the wheelchair. Before I knew it, an hour and a half had flown by. Sorry if I made any of you guys late for your next appointments. But it was really cool discovering I could open the fridge and grab something from the top shelf on my own. What I realized is that with this device, I'll actually be able to do more on my own. I'm sure there are a ton of practical applications that I haven't even thought of yet. Next is the insurance process. We'll see how that goes. You might just get your cyborg army yet, Kevin. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.